So as you quite well know, Democrats do not want to discuss the bloodbath at the border, the open border that's intentionally open and all the damages come as a result. The majority of those coming in barely screened, if at all. The results are clear, as I just read you just a short list of the names. But they also don't want to discuss Bidenomics that has caused a bloodbath for American consumers trying to pay the grocery bill. I mean, if you want to discuss a bloodbath for the average family's monthly budget, here we go, all right? Sugar up 44%, bread up 30%, butter is up 27%, chicken 26%. If you want to eat out, that spiked 21% or more. And if you want to stay home and save a few shingles, well, that's too bad. That's gone up 21% too. But don't worry, everything is up. It's not just food, it's mortgage rates, electricity, gasoline, medicine, everything. Which is why another term for bloodbath these days is Bidenomics, the dirty B words. They also don't want to talk about the bloodbath we're continuing to support in Ukraine, despite the fact that tens of thousands of Ukrainians have been killed since the war with Russia began more than 2 years ago. And that bloodbath isn't going to stop as long as the war pigs in Washington and the EU keep pushing for it to continue. Did you know there was a peace deal at hand? All the way back in April of 2022, according to numerous reports now, it was brokered by Turkey and then deep-sixed by the U.S. and some European allies. Did you know that? Yeah, that carnage is a real bloodbath on the hands of the incompetent Biden administration that clearly wants this war to continue while they attack Israel and accuse Netanyahu of perpetuating another bloodbath in Gaza. And that's where we are. But again, they don't want to talk about these things today, not when they can make stuff up about their biggest threat to take away political power, that, of course, the former president. They want to keep you distracted with blatantly false stories about Donald Trump. They're working overtime to convince you that he threatened America with a bloodbath if he doesn't win, which, of course, he did not. He merely pointed out the truth that the automobile industry and the American economy will suffer a bloodbath financially if Biden remains in office for any reason. It'll be destruction of the American auto sector. So once again, I will be among the few willing to rip down the lies and tell you the truth, because if I don't, then who will? Here's the actual comments the former president made while in Ohio over the weekend. You tell me what he meant by what he said. Here it is.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Yeah, it'll be a bloodbath because it'll be the destruction of the industry, clearly what he's saying. So this is the comment they gin up to distract you from all the harm being done to this nation every single day by their failing policies. The problem is they've gone to the well too many times. It's not working anymore, it seems, and their grip on certain voting blocks is fading. What scares the Democrats and their media handmaidens into doing something desperate like this, like twisting facts to smear Donald Trump over something he said about the economy? Well, black voters are one of the biggest reasons. Here is an example. Listen to this.
In 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You may vote for the former president.
I may.
Why do you say that?
My views on certain things have changed. I am very much so riding the fence.
What are you struggling with?
Being in a pattern of doing the same thing that I've been doing, because it's kind of like second nature. Like, when you go in a poll, you hit Democrat. Something has to happen. I mean, it's just so expensive to survive. And we're planning on having kids. I don't want to live in a stressful environment trying to rub two pennies together to try to make it either.
And that right there is what keeps Democrat power brokers and donors awake at night. That and RFK Jr. picking up 15 or 20% of the vote. Yeah, those things concern you. And if you think this black flight from Democrats is isolated, well, you'd be very mistaken. What's being said in Chicago about all of this might get your attention, too. Here's a little something for you, real quick.
1980, which, of course, should have been changed a long time ago. So they bring them in. You wonder where the money coming from. They taking it. The COVID fund that was here, that money. You talking about the housing programs. So when people pay rent, all the rental programs, that money. All the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money, and they're funding the migrants. Yeah. Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants thus far. Now, we already know the only ones who qualify to become citizens in asylum here from the starts of they were here after August, they don't even qualify. But here we're going to be taking care of them for 5 to 7 years.
And by the way, at the end of that conversation, she's asked, who'd you vote for? Joe Biden. All those men there watching said, then it's your fault, isn't it? There is a political bloodbath coming if Republicans can figure out how to keep the voting honest in just three key states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and maybe more importantly, what I'm seeing is the single most critical state in 24, Arizona. And if they can, the Democrats will suffer a political bloodbath. Bloodbath like they have not seen since 1980. A political bloodbath, Joe Scarborough, so watch how much you pour in your coffee this morning. Be careful, young man. Be careful with the liquor. I'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.